The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down on the big lake they call Gitchigamee. The lake it is said never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. And the good ship and crew was the bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a good crew well seasoned. Concluding some terms with some steel funds, and they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Later that night, when the ship's bell rang, was it the northern wind they were feeling? When supper time came, the old cook came on deck, saying, fellas, it's too rough to feed ya. At 7 p.m., the main hatchway caved in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know ya. The captain wired and he had water coming, and then the good ship was in peril. Later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of Edmund Fitzgerald.
Chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down the big lake they call Gitchigamee. Superior, they said, she never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
Katie Haugen, The Union Forever, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Gordon Lightfoot.